This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't fight! You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The Allies are lining up.
A significant body of information, including intelligence, indicates the Syrian regime is responsible for this latest attack. I cannot tell you everything, but let me give an example of some of the evidence that leads us to this conclusion. Open source accounts allege that a barrel bomb was used to deliver the chemicals. Multiple open source reports claim that a regime helicopter was observed above the city of Douma on the evening of the 7th of April. The opposition does not operate helicopters or use barrel bombs.
Macron went on to claim that he had convinced President Donald Trump to keep U.S. troops in Syria and to keep the strikes limited. 10 days ago, President Trump was saying the United States should withdraw from Syria. We convinced him that we needed to stay for the long term. We also persuaded him that we needed to limit the strikes to chemical weapons. After things got a little carried away over tweets, as you know.
The president likes communicating oftentimes through Twitter, as he has about what's going on in Syria. He tweeted earlier in the week and yesterday in response to the airstrikes, and part of the tweet that's been getting hammered by many in the media when he ended it saying mission accomplished. Your reaction to all of that?
Yeah, look, saying that is an acknowledgement that the strikes worked.
As well as the opposition.
When China understands that the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons will send experts to Syria to conduct investigations. We call on relevant parties to maintain restraint to ease tensions as quickly as possible.
But I think it's wrong for the United States to fight terrorism with the YPG or PYD. This is something I've shared with the higher echelons of the United States. We need to fight these terrorists with the United States, and we are not able to acquire those weapons from the United States. Why are you giving weapons to those terrorists is the question that we ask our friends in the United States.
Now, lies are worthless. They don't serve anyone. They only serve those who lie just once. They're useful when whoever lies just lies once. When the lies keep being repeated, well, that person who lies only underscores the fact that the person lying is a liar.
While the United Nations pick the winners and losers in a narrative fomenting world war, a totalitarian narrative that chooses to ignore the investigation that never had a chance.
The organizers of the aggression didn't even wait for the elementary establishment of facts by an international organization which is authorized to do that. They supposedly determine everything for themselves and determine who was guilty.
We can all see that a Russian disinformation campaign is in full force this morning. But Russia's desperate attempts at deflection cannot change the facts. A large body of information indicates that the Syrian regime used chemical weapons in Douma on April 7th. There is clear information demonstrating Assad's culpability. The pictures of dead children were not fake news. They were the result of the Syrian regime's barbaric inhumanity.
I believe there was a chemical attack, and we're looking for the actual evidence.
The Pentagon's lies about that investigation.
Why didn't you wait for that investigation to end?
Well, let's remember that OPCW and others have been blocked from entering Ghouta and Douma.
And the video evidence that the FSA were staging chemical weapons attack training simulations based on the hope and hubris of the globalist technocratic machine's notion that most of us are too stupid to notice their deception. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with the former head of policy at the Department of Treasury. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Trump has been far from perfect, but they say you know a man by his enemies. The globalists have hated him so much, they try to destroy InfoWars viciously. Because I've supported Trump because he got us a decent Supreme Court justice. He was trying to bring billions of dollars a year of jobs back. He's gotten trillions of dollars in commitments, hundreds of billions in new startups. We've seen a lot of good jobs numbers and things. We've got a great economist joining right now to actually look at that. But when you then see his tweets, hundreds of them, I've got right here, we'll go over some of them, where he says the rebels have been caught launching chemical attacks. Hillary founded ISIS. Obama founded ISIS. They invaded Syria. We shouldn't be their air force. We had all these debates 5 years ago and 4 years ago and 3 years ago and 2 years ago in the campaign. So then he announces 2 weeks ago we're going to pull out. A week later there's a chemical attack right after the Russians warned the rebels were getting ready to stage it. And no one goes, wait a minute, the president says we're pulling out, the Russians are pulling out, Assad's won, the British head of special forces came out and said, I don't believe Assad did this, he doesn't have the motive. The rebels have done this before. Two British ambassadors have said that. Ron Paul has said that. We got internal Google documents last year where they wanted to delist myself and Ron Paul. Google admitted they were real. Because, quote, we put out the fake news that rebels have been caught doing chemical attacks. And that we were helping Assad. It was a multi-million dollar contract to delist us, which you've seen much of myself and Ron Paul off Google, because they were directed by the deep state that runs Google, I mean, that's on record, and coordinates with it to shut us up ahead of this. And now Trump, as I said he would do Friday, that's why I flipped out. I said, of course, this isn't World War III, but now this will invite the rebels to stage more, and more sanctions on Russia until Russia responds, and that's what a lot of the neocons like John Bolton want. And someone predicting this is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, best-selling author, paulcraigroberts.org. And he's the former, was the father of Reaganomics, assistant secretary of the Treasury, and so much more, and he joins us to talk about this. He's been on some of the biggest think tanks in D.C. as well, and he's former editor of the Wall Street Journal. This is really, really bad, and I just don't think some of my audience that's mad at me for being mad at Trump understands this is not blowing up one base last year. This signifies, as Haley said over the weekend, we're locked and loaded, we're ready to go, we want to topple Assad, and the Russians have said that's a red line. Now, maybe the Pentagon thinks Russia's going to blink, but we're going to remove Assad to put Al-Qaeda and ISIS in charge? This is so immoral. And again, if Trump didn't have a history of understanding this, it wouldn't be as bad in the balance, Dr. Roberts. But we've read his tweets. We're going to show some of them now while you speak. What in the world's going on? Has he been compromised by the raid on his lawyer?
I don't know if it was the raid on the lawyer. He's clearly under attack, or has been, from the military security complex because of his original statement that he would normalize relations with Russia. That statement was a huge threat to the budget and the power of the military security complex, and that's where Russiagate and all the other false accusations that have been used against Trump to force him into a militarist position, so that he now seems to be part of the military security complex that he was going to offend by normalizing relations. So instead, we have the worst relations ever with Russia. So I do think he's compromised, but I don't know that it has anything to do with his lawyer.
But undoubtedly, if you look at the incredible Russiagate propaganda, the news, that's meant to put pressure on Trump so he can't have good relations with Russia, and I believe has driven him into the arms of the military-industrial complex that then plays the good cop and says, sure, we'll show them you're not with Russia. We'll basically put more troops on their border, sanctions, new sanctions every week. I mean, I think that goes into the calculus.
Yes, that's what I meant by he's been compromised, yes. You know, Alex, what's so disturbing about this is the willingness of the top officials in the United States government to lie through their teeth, to tell blatant, transparent lies to the whole world. And what's even more worrisome is the world sits there and doesn't say, why don't you stop lying to us? We don't believe you. They act as if the Americans are telling them the truth. And it's an extraordinary thing. So when the Russians actually raise real questions and ask, you know, provide real evidence, they're said to be engaging in propaganda. But when Nikki Haley, for example, lies through her teeth, she's telling the truth. Assad's guilty. Russia is guilty. We don't need any evidence. You see, they never give you any evidence. There was never any evidence of anything. Of the Malaysian airline airliner shot down, the Skripal poisoning, any of the alleged chemical attacks. It appears that this last alleged chemical attack by Assad didn't take place. There was no chemical attack at all. It wasn't even a chemical attack staged by the mercenaries that the CIA has there.
Well, I was about to say, I mean, we showed some footage earlier, and we have a government that got caught lying about babies out of incubators, had a fake actress go up and say it all. It was really, you know, 20 and said she was 15 or whatever. So we have a right to question all these, and I'm sure chemical attacks happen, but we showed footage earlier where, I mean, it looks like bad acting out of, you know, a high school play of the people collapsing from nerve gas, and they're saying it's VX. As anyone knows, you even get around VX, even treat people that have been VX'd, it kills you. So, I mean, this whole thing, the white helmets have been caught chopping people's heads off. They've been caught working for Al-Qaeda and ISIS. It's just insane.
Yeah, the white helmets are an American propaganda organization, and their function is to pretend that there's been a chemical attack or some such thing and to film it. Quite clearly, there's no chemical attack. The people don't who are allegedly treating them don't have gloves on, and that's fake. And how come he falls over but not the other guy?
Well, did you see how he winks at the camera before he falls over?
No.
And then we're not even supposed to I mean, it's insane.
Well, people fall for this because they don't know. They don't know what a real chemical attack is like, and so they fall for it. Just like they fell for the Boston Marathon bombing, just like they fall for all of these things because they don't know. They have no experience, and they live in virtual reality. So, but what's difficult about it, Alex, is that it's leading to war. And the Russian government, I think, is very responsible and sidesteps these provocations.
Well, let's just say it. I mean, Russia has been taking it on the chin to not start World War III.
Yeah, they sidestep the provocation rather than take the risk that, you know, massive numbers of people will be killed. So, in effect, it's the Russians that are honorable and have a moral conscience and are taking it on the chin in order, and not because they're afraid of us, certainly not in the Syrian context, but because they realize that dealing with psychopaths, if you look at the United States in the last 17 years, it has destroyed in whole or part seven countries. There's millions of dead, maimed, orphaned, dispossessed Muslims. And so the Russians know they're dealing with psychopaths. And so they keep sidestepping these provocations because they don't want to see the world go up in a massive war.
I agree. Let's stop here and come back and break this down. And to be clear, there are real chemical attacks. There are real things that happen. Some of these attacks have killed people. It's just the White Helmets and others have been caught also staging PR stunts that they show to exacerbate and tag onto things. And they've been caught. That's a fact.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former editor, the editor of the Wall Street Journal, back when it was a real newspaper, is here. Also, Father Reaganomics and much more. We were showing some footage of one of the reported latest chemical attacks. The rebels have been caught launching real chemical attacks. The whole Arab Spring has killed over 1 million people. It's a horrible crime. Women are being sold as sex slaves in Libya again. So there's real suffering. But if you get into the Middle East and the whole history of them staging things for PR purposes, and the white helmets have been caught reenacting attacks and things like that, and our media puts it out as real, you cannot deny this latest footage is fake. In fact, let's just back it up for radio listeners. I'll describe it. So you have one of the supposed doctors, pro-rebel activists, appear to have staged last hug photo. It went viral, claiming to show young victims of the Doma gas attack in their last embrace. Victims can be clearly seen on two separate floors in aftermath footage, placed in positions at collection identification point. Very, very sad to even make jokes about that, because there have been some real chemical attacks, and this always goes back to the rebels. But here's some of this footage. Back it up slowly for TV viewers. I'm going to describe it for radio listeners. Okay, here's the supposed doctor pumping air into the young boy who is supposedly convulsing there. Now, look, he winks at the camera person, looks over at the other doctor, like, get ready. He falls back. Both cameras then zoom in right as he falls back. Oh, in between the two children. And the other little kid there starts laughing. He stops convulsing and starts laughing and smiling because this is so ridiculous. There you go. And notice, he falls back from the chemical attack, but not the other doctors. Now, the media will say, Jones says no chemical attacks ever happened. Oh, no, our CIA in the 1980s trained Saddam on how to spray folks with gas in the Iran-Iraq war. He did gas his own people, and our government gave him the weapons and helped direct the attacks. That's been declassified. But the girl with the incubator, she'd never been to Kuwait. Her dad owned a PR firm. We're going to play that after Roberts leaves us. But just going back to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, we had Secretary of Defense Mattis saying we don't have evidence that they launched it. We had him the day after at the UN saying it. But then that night an attack is launched. Did we have that clip from John Bowne's report queued up? I want to play a little excerpt of this, because we went from we don't know they did it, the rebels have done it before, to Trump strikes. And our media then just started saying Assad did it. So our media was halfway admitting that, okay, there's no proof. But then as soon as the strikes happened, it's fake news. If we say investigate, here it is.
We can all see that a Russian disinformation campaign is in full force this morning. But Russia's desperate attempts at deflection cannot change the facts. A large body of information indicates that the Syrian regime used chemical weapons in Douma on April 7th. There is clear information demonstrating Assad's culpability. The pictures of dead children were not fake news. They were the result of the Syrian regime's barbaric inhumanity.
I believe there was a chemical attack, and we're looking for the actual evidence.
That's right, but I want to keep rolling with the clip. Back it up 10 seconds, because that's where I wanted to start, was with Mattis, not with Haley. Just back it up 10 seconds and play it on through. This is important. Go ahead.
Syrian regime's barbaric inhumanity.
I believe there was a chemical attack, and we're looking for the actual evidence.
The Pentagon's lies about that investigation.
Why didn't you wait for that investigation to end?
Well, let's remember that OPCW and others have been blocked from entering Ghouta and Douma.
and the video evidence that the FSA were staging chemical weapons attack training simulations based on the hope and hubris of the globalist technocratic machine's notion that most of us are too stupid to notice their deception. John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
All right, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We're looking at all of this, and it's very, very sick to fake this stuff. We know some of it's been real in the past. The rebels have been caught doing it. But that's why we have to question this, because our government's been caught, other governments doing this so much. Trump talked about how Hillary was the head of ISIS and al-Qaeda along with Obama, and how all of this has been going on. He suddenly appears to be going with the neocons. How can we avert this? What does this signify? The deep state's only intensifying their attack on Trump. If he's rolling over to them, why?
You asking me that question. There are two reasons. One, Israel intends to use the American military to destabilize Syria and Iran, just as occurred in Libya and Iraq. And the reason is that Syria and Iran supply Hezbollah, the Lebanese militia that has twice chased the Israeli army out of southern Lebanon, which Israel has tried to occupy because they want the water resources. So if Syria and Iran are destabilized, there's no one to supply Hezbollah, and the Israeli army would be able to occupy southern Lebanon. That's one reason. And of course, the neoconservatives are tightly allied with Israel. Many of them are joint Israeli citizens. The other part of the answer is that the neoconservatives have an ideology of American world hegemony. And the easiest place for them to practice that, to establish that, is the Middle East. And they were succeeding until the Russians stepped in at Assad's request to help the Syrian army clear out the mercenaries that the United States had armed and sent there, calling them rebels. And so the neoconservatives do not want to give up their hegemony. They can't stand to be defeated on that score, and so the attacks on Syria are going to continue. This is not over. And it'd be a mistake for the Russians to think that this is over, that the fake attack that was pulled off the other night is the end of it. I don't think the Russians fully appreciate that when they step aside from these confrontations, they encourage more confrontations. And I think the provocations will get worse. And I see in this a highly dangerous situation. If the Russians had very firmly put their foot down and said, no attack, not even a fake attack that we agreed to so Trump can save face, no attack, then this would have forced, I think, the Congress to come up and ask Trump why he was taking the nation to war when they had not been consulted. And that probably would have stopped the whole enterprise. But it's going to continue. It's going to get worse and worse until finally the Russians have to respond in some major way. And that, of course, will have a much greater danger of World War III than had they stopped this make-believe
attack. And I totally agree with you, and I voted for Trump amongst all the reasons, mainly because he was right on Syria. I understood this trigger of the danger. Russia and others were told, hey, it's just so they get off my back, so he said, okay. And then now this second one, now the new rhetoric is emboldening the neocons, the deep staters, and it's only emboldening people saying Trump's a Russian agent. I know the approval ratings are up, but they can fake those. I think this is a major miscalculation by Trump, but we'll find out more as that unfolds. Dr. Paul Greg Roberts, thanks for joining us. We look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Look forward to it, Alex.
Hopefully there's not a nuclear war. We'll be back with Steve Pachenik. He knew both Assads, and he's been vehemently against this war. We'll find out what somebody with all his big deep state connections thinks on the other side. Newswars.com, Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by Infowars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We got a lot of folks working at the office that were in the military, and some of them were, you know, involved in not just your standard special operations stuff, but some of the most elite groups out there. And they've heard me talk about this fact on air, and they go, "You're absolutely right, Alex. You should talk more about that." Only because I followed C-SPAN. I interviewed Dr. Doug Rocky, the DU expert. I've interviewed the other top head of the U.S. Chemical Weapons Program. That is the removal and destruction process that got appointed by Congress 20-plus years ago to try to get rid of it. And they couldn't even get rid of it at Anniston, Alabama, because even in incinerators that have special filters, that was still getting out and making people really sick in the town and killing workers. And in 1991, hundreds of chemical sites that Saddam had got blown up, including Kamishia, that was the biggest chemical weapons dump in the world at one site. And remember, chemical weapons detectors 500 miles away went off. The tanks had the special tape on them where if they hit chemicals, it puts a stripe down them. And they said, oh, don't worry. And a lot of people fell down, had convulsions, got sick. It was low exposure, but tens of thousands then got neurological disorders the next year and died. And I watched the congressional hearings. Back in high school and college, I turned into a soap opera person when I was studying, especially in college, where I would watch C-SPAN as a soap opera. Then I watched the Waco stuff. But before that, the Waco hearings, I watched the congressional hearings on Gulf War illness, and they knew it was the chemical weapons from Kamishia, and they admitted it. They'd have Marine Corps majors in there going, you know, here's a picture of me just 2 years ago, and I weighed 250 pounds in perfect shape. Now I can hardly talk. I'm in a wheelchair. We ought to pull that famous footage up. And he goes, and, you know, half my unit is already dead or dying. Don't tell me that it's an imaginary illness. Now, why do I raise all that? Because you don't blow up chemical weapons above ground. And that was an insane move to, quote, destroy Saddam's weapons in place, to go in and then pull out and blow up Kamishia. Just search engine Kamishia, chemical weapons dump Iraq. It's very famous. Now, why do I raise that? They claim that they blew up more than six chemical weapons dumps. Now, either they didn't target chemical weapons dumps, or Assad really gave up his chemical weapons like he agreed to 5 years ago. Because you don't bomb chemical weapons dumps and not have, like last year they said they bombed that chemical weapons dump at the airfield. 49 cruise missiles hit it. And there was a town a couple hundred yards away. The airfield's built in a town. Nobody died. You rupture one of those VX or sarin nerve gas containers, one of those shells, you're going to have a whole town of people dead and dying. So we've got Dr. Steve Pachinik joining us, who's been to Syria, knew the father, Assad, didn't like him, got arrested by him, knows his son, covered all this. Friday he was on, we were pretty happy that it looked like they weren't going to strike because Mattis said no evidence, and Trump was saying, I never said I'd hit him, and then they hit him. Have they turned the president? Because we know they hate him. We know he's a nationalist. We know he's bringing the country back. I love Trump, but I'm not going to go against my morals and facts. We have Trump in hundreds of tweets saying the rebels have staged chemical attacks. Don't go in there. It's a quagmire. The rebels are worse than Assad. So what has changed? And now people said, Alex, settle down Friday night. When I start to think all my sacrifice is going to get lost. If Trump sinks, I'm getting angry because he was really doing a good job. And this is a serious blow because I'm ready to lose everything, my life, you name it. I'm not just bragging. People know that. I am totally committed and feel great as long as we're winning. But, man, when we start losing, then I fundamentally really do start going, you know, crazy. Because this is a war, folks. And we got troops on the Russian border. Our government overthrew Ukraine. Now I get America first and all that. But not to replace it with Al-Qaeda and ISIS and cause a big civil war where a bunch of U.S. troops get killed. Assad's moving towards stepping down. He said that would be what they would do after it was defeated. Trump declares victory. Russia declares victory. We start pulling out, and then a week later this happens. How obvious is this? I know that Steve Pachinik has a lot of great sources, you know, in the Pentagon, you name it. My sources say last Friday the drums are beating. They said, Alex, it's going to continue with more sanctions, more calls for strikes. They're going to encourage the rebels to launch more strikes. This is a nightmare scenario, and that more is coming. My listeners, some of them are like, oh, Jones, don't fearmonger. That's not happening. That's not happening at all. Ooh, you guys found the U.S. congressional hearings on Kamishia. Wow, good job. On YouTube. Amazing. So I got to play some of those sometimes. Yeah, the secret casualties of Iraq's abandoned chemical weapons. Yeah, abandoned because you blew them up. Yeah, well, there's the... Remember back when the New York Times actually reported some truth? There is the mushroom cloud. Just click on the photo. That's how you'll get it. There's the mushroom cloud from Camisea. It can be seen 50 miles away. We go to Steve Pachinik. Steve, I imagine you're pretty hot on this, or you may have some intel we don't have. What is going on with Trump? This is the first big sideways flip-flop move I've seen, and if it was some other area, it wouldn't be that big a deal, because, you know, he's not God, he's not a dictator, but this is something he was in control of as the president, and a 180 now. What's going on?
Well, number one, we're not going to war, Alex. Number two, whatever you've seen in terms of the strike or the non-strike, you have to look at it if, in fact, there was a gas attack by Bashar in terms of proportionality. What I really have to say is we are not interested in remaining in Syria. We really don't care about Syria. I've said it a long time ago. I was part of that product. Our military, in fact, is part of that product. And when you read the headlines very carefully, Alex, it says we hit the heart. And if you look at the word heart, it's in quotation marks. Now, why would the New York Times quote Jim Mattis, a brilliant Secretary of Defense and a general who, in fact, has been in combat, has had massive attacks, why would he use the word heart? You tell me.
Go ahead.
No, you tell me. You brought this up. You said, and the reason why I came on was to see, after I heard what you said last night and all, I'm not defending anybody. But what I want to know is how is it that all of your guests immediately knew that we were going into combat? We had kinetic warfare, and all of this was ready when, in fact, none of this was ready.
Well, the fact that they're saying they're locked and loaded, and Haley's saying we need to have more strikes, and the fact that they're saying more sanctions on Russia, I mean, Zach's a good guess. I know exactly who he is. And they're certainly, obviously, when these start striking Russian installations, you've got to be ready for a counterattack. And so to say that CENTCOM and all that wasn't ready for war, I think that's another
What Russian installations was hit?
Well, they've given a whole list of some of these Russian airfields they said could have been delivering these and these so-called chemical weapons production dumps. Well, go back and answer my question first. Chemical weapons, do you blow those up? You really believe we struck chemical weapons bunkers?
No.
Okay, well, the news says we did.
I don't care what the news said. I'm on your show. But basically, I was there under Schultz when I saw very clearly that we, the United States, provided Saddam Hussein with all the chemical weapons, and we said they were his. No, they were ours. Many of the guys who were in the Iraq war didn't just get sick from the chemical weapons. They got sick from something the military didn't want to talk about, which was irradiated shells that go through tanks.
To you, yeah, that was a big part of it.
Well, no, that's a big, big issue. Plus, our
We did 100 shows with Dr. Doug Rocky.
All right. Well,
he was the head of the DU program. We know.
Hey, I'm trying to get Alex. I'm not playing games with you. I came on the show to basically say when a Secretary of Defense and the President puts down in quotation marks the head of chemical industry, what does that really mean?
Oh, come back and talk about it.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. this product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Show coming up. Russians reveal they're planning major retaliation against U.S. as World War fears rise. So that's a scary headline. Russia reveals they are planning major retaliation against U.S. as World War III fears rise. That's the Sunday Express. RT. State-run Russian media. Moscow is irrefutable evidence. Kim attack in Syria in Doma was staged. Russian envoy to OPCW. Trump wanted to bomb Russian and Iranian targets amid Syrian strikes report. And 71 of the 100-plus missiles reportedly got shut down by Soviet-era anti-aircraft systems when the word is we were using very old, antiquated cruise missiles. They're just getting rid of because they're all basically have their expiration date. I'm not saying that to go, our missiles are good. Trump says, oh, really good ones, really fast ones coming. He just dumped a bunch of crappy, junky ones on it for a PR function. I get all that. But Trump is being, the cynic's laughing. I already know all this stuff. The point is, they are sucking us into a larger war. The globalists are out of their minds. The very same people gave us all these wars. We'll talk to Pachinik here in just a minute, who's got some really weird pornographic Hulk art. It's like these military things, like people that look like demons or vampire bats that are green, hauling naked women around. I'm gonna ask him, well, is this some of your own personal art? We'll talk to him in a minute. But they just reminded me If you're a radio listener, there's a TV dimension to this. Infowars.com/show. But I'll narrate the other stuff here for you. We got big sales that are ending today, new ones that are starting. We have a three-month high-quality storable food supply at very, very low affordable price from My Patriot Supply, private label by InfoWars, so we can get around the contractual agreements they have and get it even lower. It's called InfoWars Select, fresh, high-quality, and get a free Alexa Pure Pro high-quality water filtration system with it. We have Supermel Vitality and Real Red Pill that are amazing. Together, 50% off. Our Supermel by itself, 50% off. We rarely do that. We are going to end today. X2, 25% off, because I'm not sure I can even get another supply of that for a while. They've already gone up on the price for us because it comes from oil and gas drilling. It comes from 7,000 to 12,000 feet down. They've tried to put us over a barrel. We're looking for another supplier right now. In 2 years, we've not found the supplier. So each time we buy it, the price goes up, and I'm just not going to be put over a barrel, ladies and gentlemen. They're like, fine, they're not going to be available anymore. So there you go. X2, this may be one of the last shipments we get. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And you totally checkmate Soros and the globalists and Google trying to delist us and trying to block our advertising when you buy the products. So they're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. And in April, double Patriot points. For every dollar you spend, you get 5 points. Well, right now it's 10 points in rewards in your little account, totally free, cancel anytime. That's 10% extra off future purchases. Free shipping on all orders $50 or more. Many of the combo deals already have free shipping. But when you sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off on coffee and things you're going to reorder. You get Patriot points, it's 20% off with these points we've got. Okay, Doc, I know you're being cryptic here, and I get what you're saying. I last year I lost a lot of support with listeners when Trump blew up that Russian Air Force base and said they blew up a chemical dump. We know that's pure crap. There was a town built 200 yards from it. Would have killed them. You blow up tons of chemical weapons, it kills the neighbors. Kills people 5 miles away if you blow up that much, if it's a windy day, as you know. And so we've got this whole cocktail of DU being used, blowing up Camisea. That hurt our trips. I watched congressional hearings. I saw them confirm that's it. I've interviewed the experts that you were just mentioning. On this, though, the rhetoric immediately went to we need more sanctions, and if you do chemicals again, we're going to have a bigger response. And I'm not a Russophile. But at the end of the day, we've caught the rebels doing the chemical weapons attack, so I'm asking you, what do you think this is really about? I hope you're right that this is limited, like you said it would be last year, and like we thought it would be. And I get it, you know, it's for consumption here, and it's for optics, and they're trying to get rid of Trump. We don't need to play those Machiavellian games. We need Mueller and all these traitors to be indicted for the crimes they've committed. We need to have the whole out-of-control FBI law enforcement arm to get in some serious trouble. That's my view, not placating them. Sorry, go ahead.
Alex, you and I agree that the key issue has not been, nor will it be, Saudi Syria and the Middle East. If anything, we want to get out of there, and we want to get out of there in toto. We don't want to be the exemplar. We don't want to even be involved with Syria. We just have a few people there in order to maintain the stability. But our interests are not in Syria. They really are towards...
And Trump has said that that's his pragmatic policy, realpolitik. I've supported it. Are you saying this is to placate neocons, domestic press, in Israel?
This is basically to say, look, one of the things that Trump wrote about in the Art of the Deal is to cover my downside or cover the downside. What would be the downside for Trump in this situation where, quote, weapons of mass destruction or chemicals were used? So what he did was to cover his downside so he wouldn't look like Obama. But basically, he's pissed with the Israelis. He is very angry with Netanyahu. Contrary to your guest who said that it was Kushner, I've said a lot about Kushner in the beginning, and I still maintain that he's not an asset. The reality of this is political psychology in quantum. Basically, what he had to do was to cover his downside because he didn't want to look like Obama. He wants to get out of the Middle East. He reprimanded Netanyahu.
And it's a big message to North Korea coming up ahead of these deals.
Now you got it. This was not about Russia. That's where your guests were completely wrong. I don't know them. I have no idea who they are. The real message was to North Korea. This was what his way of saying, look, guys, I'm in the business of creating peace, but if in fact there is any problem whatsoever and you don't really want to test me out, let me show you what I can do. And by the way, this is Mattis's theory as well. Talk is not the most effective way to deliver a message.
Yeah, what it's saying is, and okay, now I get the scripting. This was what's happening. Mattis says we're probably not going to strike. Trump says out a thing saying we're going to hit you, and he says, I didn't say that. It's to create a wild mad dog persona, but I think that's reckless. You can do that in business and stuff, but I don't like that. I think this is going too far.
I like it, but truthfully, we've never had a president. With all due respect, Alex, you can sometimes can be confusing. I can be confusing, but when I go in and do what I have to do, I'm never going to go in as the simple doctor. I have to create all kinds of illusions, distortions, deception. That's what's going on. He's not being irresponsible. You have James Mattis there, who's the Secretary of Defense, who understands very well what a limited strike or psychological warfare is about. The most important element that we have now is not the Middle East. It's not even.
No, I agree. And I take the Russians' continued restraint. I take the Russians' continued restraint as they see this as that, and about Kabuki theaters, you would say, for the South China Sea. That said, still, when Trump says all this during the campaign, it's so accurate about the Middle East and how we shouldn't be there, and signals that we're going to be there, I have to signal just into the general world that that's not a not good idea and that it's a betrayal of his previous statements. I have to be the person that, you know, that doesn't engage in the quantum manipulations. Do you understand? So there's a real.
That's why I'm on the show, Alex. I'm not against what you're saying. You hit it right on the target. I was just concerned as a friend that you got a little bit anxious, you weren't taking your own products, and that you weren't calm. What I'm trying to tell you is this is geared for North Korea. As a matter of fact, today, North Korea, Mr. Kim Jong-un, has been elevated to the first family. That's amazing. So the wife is no longer a cult figure. She's the first lady. Kim Jong-un is the first president of North Korea. So what's happening?
That's a symbol that they're now buying into U.S. propaganda in that whole orbit and preparing to have a whole new phase with merging with South Korea.
Correct. Now you got it. Whether they merge with South Korea, that's one limitation, because having been involved with the merger of East Germany and West Germany, we learned a very important lesson. Let me tell you what that is. East Germany, we didn't calculate how much money had to be poured into East Germany in order to maintain a certain standard of living. And when they were melded together, it was an incredible drain on West Germany. That is also the problem with South Korea. South Korea uses North Korea as basically the cheap labor unit.
Well, sure, but let's go further than that. It then supplied all the weird communist ideology and bureaucracy to West Germany that's helped them become more socialist, and so they picked up a lot of the communist disease from that. We'll be back in 2 minutes to continue this discussion then and ask where this is going. I agree with your analysis. I still back Trump. I just flipped out on Friday because I have a lot of other stresses as well.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over a year in the-